A display of artwork installed last month brings the work of Ai Weiwei, the Chinese artist and dissident, to the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art at the University of Oregon. A display of bronze animal heads larger than life represents the figures of the Chinese zodiac. It will stay at the museum for several months. Let's hear more about the work and what brought it to Eugene. Two guests join us. Jill Hartz is the executive director at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art. I see why you call it JSMA, Jill.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Also with us is Anne Rose Kitagawa, who is the chief curator of collections and Asian art at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art. Hi, Anne.
Delighted to be here. Thank you.
Let's start with you. Ai Weiwei is a big deal. Can you tell us a bit about him and the scope of his work?
Well, Ai Weiwei is China's preeminent contemporary artist, an important political dissident, and he's well regarded for the work that he's done in painting, sculpture, photography, installation art, and particularly he was one of the co-designers of the 2008 Olympic Pavilion in Beijing. And this Circle of Animals zodiac heads is his first major public sculpture project. So we're particularly thrilled to be able to present it for our audience.
When we talk about the Olympic Pavilion, we're talking about the stadium that looks like a bird's nest in
exactly.
Beijing? That was okay, so that was part of his work. So
yeah.
So that was obviously a high for him. And then, what, 3 years later, he was jailed.
Indeed. He comes from a family with political dissident background. His father, Ai Qing, was an important poet. And even in Ai Weiwei's infancy, his family was sent off into exile in Xinjiang. And so he grew up with a sense of displacement. And because of that, I think he's particularly sensitive to political issues and issues of displacement and immigration. And therefore, he's been a very outspoken human rights advocate and therefore has been suppressed by the Chinese Communist Party. In 2011, he was detained for 81 days without charge. And until 2015, he wasn't allowed to travel outside of China, even to attend his own exhibition openings.
It should speak, then, to the respect and reverence for his art in China that despite the fact that he's been this outspoken over the years, there's still been a lot of use of his work, a lot of display of his work in China.
In China, and especially outside of China, I mean, he's been very adept at using social media in order to keep himself and the issues that he cares about in the public eye. And I think that's part of the reason that he's so riled the Chinese authorities.
So let's talk to Jill Hartz about how the JSMA got this exhibit.
Well, we are fortunate because we work very closely with a number of California collectors as well as their agents and gallerists. And California has a law that no other state has at this point that allows collectors who have residence in California to show work that they've acquired outside of the state in a state without sales tax for a minimum of 3 months before the work enters California again. And Oregon is relatively close to California, and we are an accredited museum as well as a teaching museum. So a lot of the works that we are able to show here, including this wonderful Zodiac series by Ai Weiwei, are not works that we could possibly borrow in any other way, both because of the rarity of the works, the cost of doing it, and our location. But we regularly have masterworks of Asian, American, European, Latin American art here that are incorporated into our teaching mission, and our public enjoys them as well.
I'm a little unclear on that part about the sales tax, but I mean, you're not saying that the placement of the display is about a sales tax dodge, is it?
It's actually, I mean, you can call it a dodge, but it's a law. But California collectors do receive a benefit by showing the work outside of the state, so they don't pay as much tax as they would otherwise in bringing the work back to California. So financially, it's advantageous to them and a real win for us as well.
We're talking about a display of Ai Weiwei's Circle of Animals Zodiac Heads series on display at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art at the University of Oregon, where Jill Hartz is the executive director and Anne Rose Kitagawa is the chief curator of collections and Asian art. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Maybe you've seen some of Ai Weiwei's work and like to share some stories about that with us. We'd like to hear from you. 800-838-3760 to join us by phone, by email. It's jx@jeffnet.org. And there's quite a story here behind what Ai Weiwei has created and what is now on display at the JSMA of art created and lost and recreated. Can you walk us through that story?
Sure. On the most basic level, the circle of animals, zodiac heads, reflects the 12 Chinese zodiac animals: the rat, the ox, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, and pig. However, it has a much deeper story as well. The works actually commemorate and draw inspiration from a contentious narrative surrounding the history of an 18th century sculptural installation from a place called the Old Summer Palace, which was an imperial retreat outside of Beijing. Those works were, interestingly, not made by Chinese artists, but designed by an Italian Jesuit priest and created by a French Jesuit. But there was a clock with sculptures that each would shoot water into a pond on every 2 hours. And that was this fountain water clock. And the things that would be shooting the water would be these animal heads of the Chinese zodiac. So unfortunately, in 1860, British and French troops ransacked that old summer palace, and the entire place was burnt to the ground, and the sculptures were destroyed, and the heads were carried off and have existed, we think, in European collections. 5 of those heads have been repatriated. The whereabouts of 7 are still unknown. So by creating a monumental series that show those zodiac heads, Ai Weiwei is not just commemorating the Chinese zodiac, but also pointing to this troubled history. And this is the beginning of a period in China of about a century, which they saw as humiliation at the hands of Western imperialist powers. So it's a multi-layered work of art that has, you know, many ways for people to engage with it. And we're so thrilled to have this opportunity to feature this work of art that will delight and engage and challenge diverse viewers.
Did Ai Weiwei go for a faithful reproduction of what the French Jesuit had created originally, or was there some interpretation involved in his version of the zodiac heads?
To the extent that he could copy the 5 extant heads. He had to draw inspiration for the others from earlier pictures of them, and in some cases, I think most notably the dragon, he looked to earlier Chinese dragon prototypes because unfortunately the original of the dragon head has not resurfaced. So there is a certain amount of artistic interpretation. I should say they're gorgeous. They're 10 feet tall. They weigh from 900 to 1,500 pounds, and they are just monumental, exquisite works. So it's amazing to stand in that courtyard space and encounter them.
I don't want to minimize them, but they basically are looking rather like lollipops in the sense that the heads are on the end of not a slender stick, but a pillar holding them up.
Well, right. And I think the pillars are interestingly created with a sense of water. So it's, again, invoking the fact that it was part of this water clock, part of the fountain at the Old Summer Palace.
We're talking to Anne Rose Kitagawa and Jill Hartz at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art, JSMA, at the University of Oregon, which is displaying Ai Weiwei's work called Circle of Animals, Zodiac Heads. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email jx@jeffnet.org. So at 900 to 1,500 pounds, Jill, this is not easy to transport. Where are the figures placed, and how elaborate a process was it just to get them there?
Oh, this was quite a serious undertaking, and we had to have cement circles poured and cured for each of the bases of the works, and then they were placed into those. So this was a long process that probably took maybe a couple months overall before the works were actually fitted into them, and that's why they'll be here for almost 6 months, really, through June 24th, I believe, before they go back to their home. It's a serious business, and they command the space. They're in our outside north courtyard. We have a beautiful museum building that has 2 outdoor courtyards, and this one is now graced with the zodiac heads.
Now, there are bronze and gold versions, I understand, Anne. Can you explain the two differences, the two versions that there are out there?
I think that the bronze is the monumental series, and the gold heads are much more the size of the originals. So the gold heads are about the size of a human head, and are an indoor installation. The bronze ones are a series, I believe it's an edition of six, of which we have the fifth, and are, as we mentioned, 10 feet tall, much, much larger.
That is a big bit of bronze. Does the name, Jill Hartz, Ai Weiwei, tend to raise interest, even if people don't know particularly which work of Ai Weiwei's is in the house?
Absolutely. I think that happens across the board with different types of art and artists, but Ai Weiwei is an internationally known name, and certainly people have seen images of the Zodiac series in New York and in other places where it's been shown. So I think that a lot of people knew about them, but they didn't know they'd actually be able to see them here.
And there they are, and they've been up since the middle of December, haven't they?
Right.
Uh-huh. And so you put these up at a time of year when you know, people may not be thinking that much about visits to art museums, but has there been some traffic thus far just to see these?
We have a lively museum that's active all year, and especially because we're a teaching museum on a university campus. So we have roughly 7,000 students every year that take classes in our museum. So we're a hopping place, even just within the academic milieu. But then because we also serve our community, which includes more than 5,000 K-12 students, residents, artists, others, it's a surprisingly busy place for a relatively small town.
There's the perfect time to have these out, given that we're just approaching Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
So on February 16th, we'll be celebrating the transition from the Year of the Rooster to the Year of the Dog. So perfect time to come and visit.
Truly, and it seems like there are so many different uses of as a teaching aid. I mean, we're not just talking about art, but we're talking about politics in the modern age. We're talking about world history and international relations, good or bad, dating back several centuries. There's lots of things that these things are useful for teaching about, Anne.
Absolutely. We are thrilled to have them, and many classes are engaging with them already and will continue to do so through June.
And were there some directions on how to display the works? I mean, in a circle, in a row, where you're meant to recreate the original fountain design? Or what sorts of constraints, if any, were laid upon what JSMA does with these?
Well, each place that has installed them has done so in the way that they could manage. And in our particular space, we have a rectangular courtyard, and the heads are too large to do a literal circle. So we have a rectangular orientation of the Zodiac heads. But, of course, we honored the original order of them so that they are in a circle in Zodiac order.
This was, I wonder how you went ahead and did the layout, because you didn't have the pieces. I wonder what were the stand-ins for this, because with something that large, I mean, when you make the decision about where the concrete is going to be poured, your decision's been made.
Indeed, but they're of consistent size, and so it was possible for us to sort of lay them out geometrically, and our very adept and capable prep crew and registrar worked for months in advance to plan everything so that it was a very seamless installation.
And so, Jill, you mentioned that there are actually six different editions of the bronze head, and this is the five of six?
Yes, I think of the bronze part of them, yeah, that are being available for purchase.
Who actually owns this edition of them?
Well, this is a private collector in California, but that's as much as I know or can share with you. And I really don't know about the other ones, whether any have been acquired by museums or not. It's a relatively new series, so I'm sure that if anyone is interested, it's possible to do some research and see if you could have your very own.
You could actually own a set of these. I believe, since they're bronze, they were probably cast from an original.
Mm-hmm.
So there could, are there more being made? Is that possible?
When it's a limited series, then they don't make more. So that's, you know, that they may do a different kind of series, but that's why it retains its value, too, is that it has a limited number.
And when you were mentioning all the names of the animals in the Chinese zodiac, you rattled them off so fast, I wonder if you know them by heart or if there was a mnemonic you had to adopt for this project.
No, I'm actually looking at a list. I'm afraid to say I have not memorized them.
All right, so the point being, you knew the names, you had seen the pictures over and over, obviously. I mean, you'd been doing a lot of planning with this, but once they got there and once you got them out and looked at them, I'm curious to know what the responses were like.
Oh, people are just dumbstruck. they are drop-dead gorgeous. They are just amazing works of art. There's such a presence there, and it's really exciting and magical to see people of all different ages come into the space and interact with them.
Just in the time that they've been in Eugene, and we're talking about just since the middle of December then, this is kind of the foggy season in Eugene. I wonder if they've been in bright sunlight yet, if you've had a chance to see them in all kinds of different light.
Yeah. Actually, during the installation, it was not surprisingly raining. They look gorgeous wet. They look beautiful with a dusting of snow, and they look amazing in sunlight. So there's no day that isn't a good day to come and see them.
How much time would you say that somebody needs to be able to stand in the courtyard to fully appreciate all of the circle of animals?
Well, I think the people who have the privilege of being on campus on a regular basis can sort of sneak in any time that they want to and spend a little bit of time. But I don't think it requires a set amount of time. I think everybody could come and enjoy it at their own pace. I go in for whenever I can, 10 minutes at a time, and just spend some time quietly. But it's always interesting because people are cycling in and out of there, and the conversations that you hear and the excitement of people taking selfies in front of their zodiac animal. It's really wonderful.
I guess I'm not surprised there are people taking selfies in museums, sure. But and the courtyard is only visible going into the museum. You can't actually see these from outside, or can you?
Oh, you do.
Go ahead, Jill.
I was going to say, you can see them outside, so you can also enter from outside as well when we're open to the public. So you can go from the outside right into the courtyard. There's some fencing that block a complete view, but it kind of makes it look like you're actually going into a special area.
Hmm. Okay, the display is called Circle of Animals, Zodiac Heads, the work of the Chinese artist and dissident Ai Weiwei, now on display at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum of Art at the University of Oregon, where Jill Hartz is the executive director and Anne-Rose Kitagawa is the chief curator of collections and Asian art. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.